Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, here's a nice little meme floating around Facebook.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
This is good news.
Comes from the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire fans unofficial page.
Yeah, those guys are nuts.
Maybe I'm a little behind the curve on this one, but I haven't seen this before. It is the seatbelt challenge for ladies. You would expose your right breast.
Oh, I remember that
and
happening.
Then you pull the seatbelt over to cover your breast, and then you take a picture.
Yeah. That's nice.
So that's a nice little distraction there. So,
is this like side boob or just a boob popping out?
Oh, well, the ones that are in the picture have pretty sizable boobs.
No, side boob or boob sticking out?
Boob is sticking out,
okay.
But the seatbelt is covering the nipple.
It goes in nice with the...
So it's Facebook friendly.
Okay.
Well, that's not naked.
It ain't
naked.
Yeah, we'll take it, Doug. I'm with you on that, Craig.
A boob and putting the seatbelt over it. We'll settle for that now.
Yeah, anything. And no more hate email?
No.
Okay, cool. Just that one guy. All right, good.
Was on this date in 1967. You might remember where you were when Jimi Hendrix torched his guitar on stage for the first time.
Don't remember, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
At a show at Finsbury Park, England.
Isn't that one of those guitars that, like, you see at auction every now and again?
Yeah, the one that burned. Yeah.
Or one, well, some famous one.
Well, it wasn't the only one that he did.
Yeah, the one at Monterey's for sale.
That's the one I think I've seen. Yeah.
Did he douse it in butane or something?
Yeah, he put some stuff on it.
You can't just hold a lighter to a guitar.
No, he had a flint and a rock. He took like an hour.
Yeah.
Little known fact, his were always made of kindling. He always had his guitars made of kindling.
And the guitar tech's going, "Oh, damn it."
And it was tuned.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, he had an electric guitar made of cedar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You kept blowing on it.
Yeah. He's up there for an hour. This is boring, man. Bass solo's lasting too long.
So a little story I ran across yesterday is actually from a long time ago, comparatively speaking. But it just speaks to a particular point. And it is about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when they first got together.
Uh-huh.
Which is, ungodly, a long time ago.
Yeah,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's the movie set they met on.
Yeah. In an interview with Us Weekly, Angelina Jolie's former bodyguard, Mark Behar, claimed that the chemistry between the two of them was clear from the start. Another source told the publication that Angelina, during a love scene...
In Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Okay.
Yeah, during a love scene, she took off her panties.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And then later she just quit wearing anything when she would get into bed with him on set.
I'm guessing Jennifer Aniston wasn't visiting the set, was
now
she?
The point is not how long ago this was or the people involved. Well, sort of.
You pull your panties off.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You're gonna take your panties off for Brad Pitt.
Yes, you are.
And
to this day.
And you're gonna appreciate like no other if she takes hers off getting into bed with you.
Yes. He was married to one of the most beautiful women in the world, and a girl that's also very beautiful in a different sort of way, was naked in bed with him.
No. It worked.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
He's got to be the only guy out there that's had sex with those two. Because Billy Bob didn't bang Jennifer Aniston that we know of, so.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Maybe she did to get back at Brad.
Maybe. Called Billy Bob.
That'll teach him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the female
like, so
equivalent
what?
Of Wiener Cousins?
Vagina Sisters? Yeah. I don't know.
Tuna Twins?
Yeah. I like Tuna Twins.
But you're right.
Thank you, Nick. Because, you know, we talk about wieners. That's a food. Tuna's a food. I get it, yeah. We're tuna twins. Yeah, ladies, are you tuna twins?
I wonder if Jennifer Aniston understood where he's like, what are you going to do?
Right.
It's Angelina Jolie naked. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she would, but you know, also.
She would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but she's not chopped liver either.
She took off her panties, honey. Yeah. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah, I had to go back and look here. Just the other day, I'd seen
you take his panties off?
Mr. Skin had a top 10 list up here of movies, mainstream movies that allegedly involved real sex.
Yeah, well.
And I was going to see if that one was on there. It's not, but Angelina Jolie is on the list for a movie called Original Sin in 2001.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, it doesn't list who the dude
that's
is.
That's the name of the movie. Yeah, that's it. He's in that.
Yeah, that's.
They think there was allegedly real sex in that?
Allegedly, the two of them were actually banging in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually number four
Antonio
on the list.
Antonio Banderas.
There's a ton of people who met on set, and I wonder if that was, let's see, I think Amber Heard and Johnny Depp met on set, and if there was a sex scene involved and Amber just took her panties off. That
well,
was a way of saying,
I always feel.
You know, I like you. Check yes or no.
Who do we talk to? I know who it was. I forget what actor it was. Oh, I think it was, who was the guy I was briefly hanging out with? I forget the actor's name, but the actor, I said something that since we're not actors, we don't get to have love scenes, and he goes, sucks to be you. That was his answer to us, and it was a great line, because he had made love to a bunch of gorgeous women. But I also think an actor who doesn't get involved with the actress after the movie, or even during the movie, but had sex scenes with nothing happened except for naked bodies, well, and cod pieces, basically, that would be worse. You never got to have sex with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're that close.
You're that close, and you're never, and she was not, and you're actors, so they're just doing a job, and then they're moving on with their life, and you didn't get to have sex with her, because all guys are pigs.
Well, some of these still scenes that Mr.
Because most of us don't roll around naked with people and never have sex with them. If you're getting him naked, Craig, you're having sex, am I right?
Well, more often than not.
Unless something goes
awry.
In the old days.
I mean, some of the still scenes of these sex scenes that he shows here, if they're wearing anything, it's got to be very small.
Is that the rumor they were saying, right?
Yeah.
Is that the movie you're talking about? Original Sin, yeah?
Yeah, there's 10 of them on this list here, okay. And I'm looking at some of the still scenes, like the one from...
Give us a couple other ones we know.
Well, The Postman Always Rings Twice, Jessica Lange.
And Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can see...
They assume that might have happened?
You can see right here that there's all... I mean, his face is very close to things.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. Oh, they have the zoom-in technology.
Yeah. And same thing with this next... The next one on the list was Sharon Stone and Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct.
Yeah, they're pretty hardcore now.
You can see a lot in this scene.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wild Orchid... Not familiar with that movie.
Is that Lisa Bonet?
No, this one's a lady named Carrie Otis.
That was Angel Heart.
Yeah. Angel Heart, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Bo Derek and Bolero.
Yeah, Carrie Otis and Bolero, I've seen that. Yeah,
that
they're
one.
Bad movies, but yeah, I remember watching them because they were softcore porn basically in the day.
Kim Basinger, The Getaway?
That was with Alec Baldwin. So I guarantee they were married or starting to hook up with that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron in The Reindeer Games? That was with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Angelina Jolie, Sienna Miller, The Factory Girl.
She's hot.
Never saw that, but again,
I never saw it.
Looking at some of the scene right here,
Mr. Skin's the best.
Halle Berry, Monsters Ball.
Oh, that's one of the best sex scenes ever. They assume they had sex in that?
Oh,
allegedly, it might have been real.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
That's a pretty intense
Billy
scene.
Bob, man, that means he might. If he took care of that on screen, that means he took care of her and Angelina Jolie.
Good for him,
man.
And then the number one is Julie Christie in a movie called Don't Look Now from 1973.
She was gorgeous back in her day. She was in Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see there's a scene here where it'd be hard to fake this.
Yeah.
Again, his face is very close to things.
Right, right. Well, who did we talk to?
Matthew Modine,
who I love, by the way. Follow Matthew on Twitter.
Had his face in Mary Louise Parker.
Yes.
Yeah, from Weeds.
And he told us she didn't have panties on. He told us that
right.
On the show. Was she wearing panties? No, she didn't have panties on.
That's an inhuman amount of self-control required.
Yeah. She's sitting on a desk and wheezes, and his face is down there. And we asked if she had panties on. He said no. He was very cool with us.
We didn't ask him if he chubbed up.
No.
I'm assuming he did.
By the way he answered it, it sounded like he did chubbed up. Yeah. Oh, I chubbed, he said.
That would be hard as an actor, too. Then you're down and be like, all right, have a good weekend.
That's it. I mean, the ones that don't, nothing happens. It's just a job, and they go away. And you've also heard actors and actresses don't even like each other.
But I'm guessing that never gets old if you're an actor who has to do a love scene with a beautiful woman.
You're masturbating soon afterwards, aren't you? I am after this break, actually.
Yeah. Unless you're that jaded. But I don't
I bet you after a while you probably are, but I'm thinking in the beginning.
Well, and is it awkward when you're done with that and then you're filming a scene that's just a normal scene? Like, hey, we were just in a really.
Froze. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that all in a day's work?
And then you got to go watch the movie with your wife, and you just took, or vice versa, your husband, and you, some guy's all rolling up on your boobs there, honey, you know?
And you end up on that list. I thought you said nothing happened.
Exactly.
At Kinkley.com, they had an article about this sterilizer pouch for your sex toy.
Oh,
like a foam sanitizer. You should put your toy in the pouch.
Yeah.
And it cleans it all up.
Just leave it in the pouch. Wipe it off. Throw it in the pouch. It's all clean.
What's the pouch do? Why don't you just? I'd rather just hose one off and really
UV,
scrub it down.
It's called a UV sterilizer pouch.
Kills all the germs.
Isn't that what those are?
And using UV rays, it sterilizes everything.
I think that's the same technology as the phone sanitizer.
So it is.
You can put your phone in.
Can we use that now just for our bodies? Can we,
yes.
And so we walk into rooms, we can just kill all the germs?
Yes.
A tanning bed. Essentially, right?
No, because this they use this UV technology for all sorts of things, to clean all sorts of things. Right. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
And to clean all sorts of things, including hospitals. And so up to now, they haven't been able to use this stuff with anybody in the room because it'll burn you. But now they've figured out a way to do it on a smaller scale so that it doesn't necessarily penetrate the skin.
But it just points out all germs.
But it still cleans everything.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it cleans everything. And I had no idea. And you can get one of these things for your sex toy. Just, drop it in, good to go.
All right.
I think dudes are going to start banging the pouch.
Yeah. We know that's clean.
It's safe.
And I just didn't realize.
You throw your dildo in the pouch?
Yes.
And it cleans up?
All right. Yep.
Well, that is kind of the point.
Spends lots of time in pouches.
You are the pouch.
Yeah, it destroys the DNA of pathogens, apparently. UVC light. And you can get this stuff to clean pretty much anything, from phones to toilet seats.
Toilets.
Isn't that in like a lot of water purifying systems?
Apparently,
UV... Purification?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those lights and carry it around everywhere.
That's right.
Just
except maybe not your bedroom. You're going to see.
No, that's a black light.
How'd they get in the wall?
How did sex toys get clean before this? Good old soap and water?
Soap and water.
Pink tongue.
But you got to get up.
Yeah.
Takes you got to walk effort. It over there. Take some time. Take a little effort.
Scrub it up. Take the battery out, too. You want to get that wet. If it's a battery operated.
And that.
Sometimes they're just big rubber things.
And that.
You've heard.
Are sex toys up because people are stuck by themselves?
I, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw that.
Are those shops open? Is that essential services?
Well, that's something you can order online.
Yeah, but there's still shops.
It's not like you're going to the store to try them out.
No, but you want to see them. Yeah, but you...
Yeah,
we'll take that call if you're a dildo store in the area anyway.
Or if you've ordered one on Amazon. Yeah. Is it an 8 to 10 week wait for your butt plug?
Boy, that you can't wait 8 to 10 weeks for a butt plug. No way.
Well, this article here.
You're actually typing a butt plug in and ordering it. You want a butt plug now.
This says specifically the teledildonics that Craig's mentioned internet-connected ones. Yeah. Those are booming. For people who
because they're not with each other, right?
Separated, but still want to play.
Right.
Oh, like the webcam girls employ.
Yeah, right.
you operate it by remote control. That way you surprise her a little bit. Turn up the intensity.
But yeah, there's a bunch of other articles here about sex toy sales skyrocketing.
I'm going to remote control you really hard now.
Yeah. I would do that all the time. Wait until my wife's on the phone with her grandma or something. It's like... Bzz, bzz.
I think she has the option to remove it, though.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I don't think it's permanently installed.
We want the ones where there's no option.
Consent is still something that you have to consider.
Right, right.
Yeah, they got to play along.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. I know it's crazy times, but they still need consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be sitting down to eat dinner. Like, no phone's at the table. Yeah, like, rules change.
Mom, what's wrong, Mom? I don't know. Ask her.
It's epilepsy.
Fine.
Good potatoes, Mom. Potatoes. Yes, they are.
Is this mashed potatoes or is it cauliflower?
I can't
tell.
You got a C-ring on you and she can control that. See what happens there.
You think he's going to say no?
I think she'd probably just wait until I'm like walking down the stairs to see if I'd fall down.
And you'd fall.
Watch.
Walking orgasm.
Yeah. I would fear that it would just never get used.
Yeah.
Just right. Walk around. I'm just waiting for that. Come on, anytime.
Yeah. Come on, turn it on.
Turn it on.
It's been 3 weeks. I'm still waiting.
Nope, nothing.
So you still have that app?
So, yeah, lost it. Yeah. Ah, left it somewhere.
Give me your phone. Fire it off yourself.
Just got a note. There's a sex shop in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and cars are in the parking lot.
Ah.
So that may be an indication that they're essential services.
Well, it is a store, I guess.
Well, maybe it's the penis pasta thing.
Do they have movie rooms in those places anymore? I don't think so. I don't think they have the video rooms because that'd be stupid. It's old school.
Oh, the whacking booths?
Yeah, the whacking booths. Probably not. I don't know. I don't know. A whacking booth doesn't sound sanitary on a normal day.
No.
Let alone pandemic.
No. Oh, no, it's not.
No.
You got to show up with a drill.
Yeah. Oh, good warning from Joe here. Before cleaning your sex toy, it is essential that you first drain the gas tank. He's got some powerful ones at home, apparently.
Well, the one that Tyler likes to play.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, I got that.
Fire that up.
You need some gas for that thing.
Got a kickstart.
Sure. Well, gas is cheaper than ever now.
Yeah, hang on here.
It is.
Oh, man. Here it is. There it is. Give us your orgasm sound, Todd.
Orgasm?
Yeah.
Or the whacking sound?
No, the orgasm.
I don't have an orgasm sound.
Oh, you do.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. We know.
Be quiet. Let me do it again. Believe me, that is how he sounds. Don't ask me how I know that.
We've all heard it.
We had a roommate once in a while.
Oh, your question got answered. Yeah, they got a movie room. Don't ask. Don't ask how he knows.
Is that really? I don't want anybody to lose their gig, but is that essential? Are they bringing a lot of...
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I wouldn't consider them essential.
No, there's been other states. I think we had a story about it yesterday where they tried to stay open, even delivering to the curb.
Dildos, right.
Yeah. And the cops said, no, you're not essential, even though you sell stuff, right. Even though you sell underwear that is technically approved by the FDA.
Right. Obviously, you can eat them.
Yeah.
No curb dildos.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
It's a great band name.
And he's trying times.
The curb dildos is a great band name.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So We have heard that in some places there's been an uptick in divorce filings.
My wife mentioned this yesterday. She saw China, since they're right on the other side of the curve. It's huge. And she brought up the me. I'm thinking, why are you bringing up the me? But I said, we're about together the same amount of time. And she agreed, yeah, we pretty much are. Except yeah, she's not working right now.
So Page Six reported that top New York divorce attorneys are saying there's been a 50% rise in inquiries for divorce filings, particularly among wealthier couples who see this market downturn as the perfect time to divorce with fewer financial ramifications. Richer spouses may decide that they want out while their net worth dips,
so they have to pay
potentially
less,
helping them avoid larger settlements.
I never thought about that. As long as it doesn't bounce back before the actual divorce goes through.
Yeah, got to get it done.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But get it done while everything's crappy.
So some rich guy's starting to fight at the house just for the hell of it, bringing his mistress there.
I guess.
You know?
But at the same, no, it would seem that both halves are going to increase
right
when the time comes. It's just going to feel like less to the guy or to the the major breadwinner.
We're always saying the guy's making the money. There's some women that make.
Is there any kind of stat out there who initiates the divorce more?
If you're stuck in the house with your wife?
Yes, there is a stat like that.
Is it 50-50?
I don't know what the stat is.
There's one out there, though.
But there is definitely one out there.
Oh, there's an Adam and Eve store in town. That's open.
Like I said, I'm fine with people's business and livelihoods, but, you know, I might not be, you know, do we need a dildo or can we just, you know, use something around the house?
They have an Adam and Steve section in the basement?
Aren't they all?
I think, yeah.
All dildos are
Adam.
All
that could apply to Steve.
Adam and Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, research since the 1940s has revealed that among heterosexual couples, women are more responsible for initiating divorce than men.
Really? I thought so.
And that divorced women are typically happier after ending their marriages.
Yeah.
They're done with us.
Yeah.
The guys are lazy.
Yeah.
You won't even file for divorce. I have to do everything.
I think guys get...
I'm going to call tomorrow.
They just get complacent and just deal with it. I think that's probably why. And women say, yeah, you know.
Women know they deserve better.
Oh, and guys are lazy. Women are a little more ambitious.
And I think a lot of guys don't want to lose their stuff.
That too.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I get the Eagles records.
Yeah.
Depending on who's the breadwinner.
But we're going to see this. I mean, when we come out of this down the road, how many divorces and also how many pregnancies? I think that is
I think it's going to be a lot.
A lot. The corona baby. There was a, you know, everybody got freaked out after 9/11 and started getting closer together. And there was a baby boom after 9/11. This is a much different. They're in house all together. You run out of rubbers. let's just risk it.
Here's the trouble with non-coronavirus news.
It involves coronavirus stuff?
No.
I got an email that I never thought I would hear this. Hey, Todd, thank you for being pissy.
That's not from your wife, is it?
You're only saying what a lot of us are thinking. I appreciate hearing it. Here at the essential construction site, we know where this guy's working.
Yes, yes.
Ass-ass huddle in groups of 10 close enough to kiss, blocking the hallway at the same time. America is showing the world we're proud to be dumb.
We are dumb as hell. I don't get that either. I mean, I've been out and about, and I've purposely stayed far away, and people do. I mean, I've seen people in the neighborhood, and they just stay far away, and we talk. And but I also seen people beside each other just talking.
But we've talked to a lot of people who are on this essential construction site, and they're all a little concerned.
That's a big, because there's a bunch of guys
giant,
on one. Yeah, yeah.
Giant corporation.
Right. I Googled it the other day,
yeah,
and they told me what it was.
And their work apparently is more important than any other construction project.
Right.
I have seen houses being built, and there's just two guys on the site, and that's a little different.
Yeah, but I think
these are bigger ones. This guy told us there's 2,000
like
people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
If you've got hundreds of people
no,
in
it's
crew.
It's different. Right, totally, right.
Unless you can Google the ones that they're shutting a lot of those down.
And they should all have tape measures, too. They should be able to measure their distance.
yeah, hang on a second here. All right. I Googled that. It told me that company. Yeah.
I'm going to look on Facebook, too.
Okay. Check that out.
Find out what other big companies
check
are kind of getting
too.
A break.
Check that out. Yeah, I just don't get why people think they can hang out. I mean, I back off. I back off people, you know? No shaking hands, Craig. You think I'm going to do that? I'm not going to do that.
I think you will.
All right. After I leave the sex store, I'm not.
You'll have to celebrate no handshakes with a high five.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.